Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to
Foodie Call,
where each week we discuss a delicious dish with a hilarious guest. I'm your host, Kylie Hodges, and I'm canoodling with my co-host, Omar Nava. Hi, Omi.
Hi, I'm canoodling as well.
That just means we're sitting on each other on our couch. Now, today is a quickie episode. We're not going to get into the meat and potatoes like we normally do of an interview because we have a very special episode coming to you guys next week, but that means we are putting our resources into making that episode happen right now. So we're skipping a week with an interview. If you live in the Los Angeles area, download Kitchen Table app. We have just a few seats left to join our super extra special episode that we'll be recording Saturday, October 14th at 7 p.m. Come to our house, be our guest, eat Omar's world famous queso.
World famous.
And you can be a part of Foodie Call as well. We would love to have you guys. Again, download Kitchen Table app, search my name. You'll be able to find the event for Saturday. We hope you can come. We didn't want to leave you guys totally hanging though. So we thought, what's one thing that people kind of can't live without each week whenever there's no Foodie Call? What is it, Omi?
The grocery flyer deals.
Yeah, that's right. Deals and steals. So
how else are you guys going to know what to buy?
We don't want you guys to go hungry this week. So Omar is going to still give you the deals and the steals. Omi, you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Give the people what they want.
All right, people. This is what you want. That is, of course, if you shop at Sprouts, which is now become the only grocery flyer that I review. But if you want me to review another flyer, I'll take a look. I'll take a gander. Sure, send me the link or whatever, or send me the grocery flyer in the mail. Oh, that would be the best letter to arrive in the mail ever.
If you guys have any grocery flyers or things you want to send us, shoot us an email, foodiecallpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll hook you up with an address where you can send us stuff and we'll read it on air. As well as, if you want us to give any shout outs to people, let's make this like a love line. We'll give shout outs or we'll answer questions. Anything you want us to talk about on air, send us an email, foodiecallpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to send them from around the world. We got a lot of Germany listeners, a couple Japan fans. So send them my way. I'll use Google Translate. I'll figure it out. I'll figure out what's the best deal in your neck of the woods. But without further ado, here in sunny Southern California, our current temperature is 80 degrees, which is perfect. Not trying to brag. But these are the deals that you can get at Sprouts. You can get 2 for $3 strawberries or blackberries. Yeah. Guys, $2 for $3, $1.50 each. Strawberry season.
I feel like we've been so spoiled with that deal that's the only way I'll buy berries now.
Yeah, I won't buy better berries for any more than this.
We're California spoiled.
Yeah. Celery, $2 for $1. Two, like, you know, bunches, I guess, or stalks. Well, not the single stalks, but like the bunch of stalks. So now you can get ready for your soups, guys. It's soup season. Maybe your salads, your tuna or your chicken salads. Throw some celery in there. Snack it with some peanut butter. Red bell peps, 2 for $1. Who doesn't love a good red bell pep? They're delicious. They smell awesome when you cook them up. You can use them to scoop up your said tuna or chicken salad. Carving pumpkins, guys. Mm. Halloween's coming up. 3 for $10. Get ready to unleash your creative juices while you carve the next great Donald Trump portrait into a pumpkin. And hopefully there's like a wiener sticking out of his forehead. Red or black plums. 98 cents a pound, guys. Huh? It's plum season. What's the saying?
You're bombing.
Oh, wow. Whatever.
This is like watching Omar do comedy.
Plum struck love.
I don't think that's a real thing.
All right. Punch drunk. Plum whatever.
Moving on.
Moving on, guys. $3.99 a pound for some all-natural 100% grass-fed ground beef. That's some of the good stuff. It's not organic, but it is grass-fed, so that's good. And then we got 4 for $5 Haas avocados. It's not a great deal, but it's an okay deal.
Yeah.
Lately, they haven't been that cheap lately. Granted, you can go to Mexico and buy them even cheaper. That's where my parents go. They go to Juarez and buy a bunch of avocados and smuggle them legally across because it's not illegal to bring them back. Sunset Wild Wonders tomatoes. Look at this. $3.98 each for a 1.5-pound bag. You guys can't see, but Kylie, tell the people how colorful that bowl of tomatoes looks.
They're beautiful. It's like a sea of little circular rainbows.
Yeah, and I bet they taste delicious. Let's see. Let's get to the good stuff. I mean, we've already covered a lot of the good stuff. Let's get to the meat sales, guys. Who doesn't love meat sales? You can get tilapia fillets, $6.99 a pound. Tilapia is such a versatile fish.
Yeah.
Just season it with anything. It's like the tofu of fish. Throw in whatever seasoning you want. It'll absorb the flavor.
Yeah.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
But really, with a fish like that, or with any fish, really, salt, pepper, lemon.
That's all you need.
Yeah. You don't have to overthink it, guys.
Guys, don't overthink it. there's some all-natural smoked bacon, $4.99 each. That's not really that great. But if it were like something like nitrate-free or whatever, no antibiotics. Oh, it is no antibiotics. Uncured, no antibiotics or added hormones. Well, that's nice. Oh, and no sugar. This might be Whole30 compliant.
It could be.
$4.99 each, guys. That's not bad.
That's exciting.
If it's Whole30 compliant bacon.
I think it has a label. Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, no.
It's hard to see.
I feel like if it actually was Whole30 compliant, they would have a Whole30 approved sticker.
Yeah. Well.
But it's close.
Way, it's close.
It might, you know me. I'm forgiving when it comes to Whole30s.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to bacon. Bacon can get away with a few things because, you know, bacon.
Yeah, bacon.
Let's see. I don't know. Last but not least, I guess ground turkey, $4.99 each for a pound. Again, not the best deal, but if you wanted to stay away from beef for whatever reason, you can get turkey to make your turkey burgers or make your turkey chilies or make your turkey. What else do people use ground beef for?
You mean ground turkey?
Ground turkey. Well, but yes, ground meat.
Oh. I don't know. Meatballs?
Meatballs, turkey meatballs.
Sauces, you already said that. I mean, I feel like if you're one of those people who likes to meal prep, if you have like a good seasoned ground sausage or something, or even if you just cooked up ground beef but added seasonings to it, and you have it in the fridge, you can add it to anything and you have a meal. You know, like, we like to cook up that soy riso from Trader Joe's and have that in the fridge on standby, along with a bunch of sweet potatoes that have been roasted on standby. You heat up the sweet potato, throw on that soy riso, throw in a chunk of avocado, and you got yourself a totally healthy, balanced meal.
Boom.
Boom. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. The last thing I want to talk about is Omar's love of lunch bags. Because
it's getting out of control, guys. It's not so much a love for lunch bags, so much as a love for free things, I guess.
So Omar works a bunch of random events sometimes, and it's like brand ambassador work. And he comes home, and I can't tell you how many brands are just giving away lunch bags with their brand name on it. And Omar will always bring one home. But this time, he brought home two. And they're like lunch bags. It's fine. But they have the name of the brand plastered on the front of it. And it's Florastore, which is a probiotic pill. And the font of the name, it looks like it's a prescription for like erectile dysfunction.
Weenie pill. It looks like it's a wiener pill.
And then it's got this... This cooler bag has some samples of the probiotic pill in there, and it's just like sitting on our kitchen table, and it's weird. Our apartment has like four different kinds of branded cooler bags in it now, and it's a little odd. I feel like people need to know.
Yeah, but sometimes we use them. Well, mostly we use...
Omar uses them.
I use them. But you used to take the little Target lunch bag every now and then.
Yeah.
This one's better though. It's more insulated. It's got little pockets on the side.
Yeah.
I feel like the Target lunch bag was like, I mean, it's like a nice little square. Not quite a cube, but like pretty close. Like it's a little shorter than it is like wide and deep. But I guess, I don't know. I always felt like it was a little awkward for some things. I feel like this might be a little better shape. Like you can stand a water bottle in it. It's like that tall. And then you can fit like a whatever sandwich or Tupperware, a banana.
I'm sorry. I just fell asleep. What happened?
The people were calling in. The phones were blowing up asking where we can get the lunch bags. And I said, I'd sell them for $20 a pop.
You guys see what I mean? Like, he loves lunch bags so much. Anyways, my life is just one lunch bag on top of the other. Last thing I want to say before we go.
No, the last thing was the last thing. You said it. You can't say last thing twice.
I did say last thing?
Yeah. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. I'd have to listen back.
Well, sorry. Last thing 2.0. I want to give a listener shout out. I think we have some really great loyal fans, and I think they deserve a little love.
Yeah.
So, today's listener shout out is Michelle Ozuna from Anaheim, California. Thank you for listening, Michelle. You are a great fan. She listens every week during her office job that she hates. And I hope you find a new job that you love. Omi, do you have anything to say?
I hope you get to see the Disney fireworks from your house.
That's kind of a dark thing to say right now because Orange County is on fire. And she can see the fire from her house.
Oh. All right. I mean, I didn't mean anything like that. I just meant the fireworks that Disneyland sets off like every Friday or whatever.
I kind of just wanted to make you feel uncomfortable.
But I'm sorry. I just woke up. I fell asleep. What are you talking
about? Shut up. All right. On that note, hope you guys can join us in LA for our special Foodie Call episode live recording Saturday, October 14th, 7 p.m., West Hollywood. Download Kitchen Table app. We love you guys so much. And if you haven't already, hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Follow us on our Facebook fan page. And just make me feel loved by doing all of those things. We love you guys so much. We hope you eat good food this week.
Goodbye.
Bye.